Piratly by Teresa McGee. Illustrations by Rejean Wah. Piratly by Teresa McGee. Illustrations by Rejean Wah. Lee lived on a rocky shore overlooking the sea. Each morning he peered through his spyglass, hoping to spot a Jolly Roger on the horizon. At sunset he sat on the rocks, singing pirate songs and waiting for any pirates that might come ashore to bury treasure. Lee had read every pirate book in the library, twice. He even taught his parrot Salty to sit on his shoulder and sing sea shanties. Lee wanted to be a pirate more than anything. One evening, Lee spotted several bottles bobbing in the water. One floated to shore nearby. He picked it up. Inside was a message, a pirate message. "Shiver me timbers," shouted Lee. "This is my big chance."
"Shiver me timbers," Salty echoed.
At dawn, Lee lined up with all the other pirate hopefuls. Before long, a small rowboat containing several pirates appeared. As it came closer, Lee hummed bravely. Once ashore, the captain inspected the applicants.
"Arg," he grumbled. "A good pirate is hard to find."
When he got to Lee, he looked closer.
"Now here's a likely lad. What's your name, me hearty?"
"Lee, Pirate Lee, sir."
"Not so fast, matey," said the captain. "Let's see if you're worthy of your rations first."
"I am," thought Lee, as they rowed him out to their ship and helped him aboard. The captain began testing Lee right away.
"Up the rigging with you, lad."
Lee clutched one of the lines and pulled as hard as he could. He heaved and he hauled. He hummed and he whistled. But Lee could not climb that rope. The captain called him aside.
"Perhaps your talents lie with the sword. Show us your moves."
Lee accepted the captain's long blade. It was very heavy. He thrust it forward and tried to dance about as he had seen pirates do it in pirate movies. He was entertaining, but not very good. Before he could cause any real harm, the captain stopped him.
"Well,"
he said, trying to keep a straight face,
"perhaps the cook could use some help."
In the galley, the cook put Lee to work baking biscuits. "I can make tender biscuits," thought Lee. Confident for the first time that day, he sang and beat out a cheerful tune as he mixed the dough. The ship's bell signaled dinner. Lee proudly placed his biscuits on the table. As the men bit into them, he beamed.
"Arg, these are soft and tender," one complained.
"Biscuits are supposed to be hard and crumbly,"
agreed the others.
"Hard and crumbly,"
squawked Salty. Lee took off his apron and trudged up to the deck. He needed to be alone. Lee had failed every test. He felt a sad song forming in his chest. It rose to his throat, spilled from his mouth, and rolled across the deck. It filled each crack of the creaky old ship until everyone, the captain, the crew, the ship's cat, the rats, stopped to listen. As clear as a bell, Lee's voice rang across the crystal waters. Lee didn't notice the pirates gathering around, but when the captain blew his nose and the cook sobbed loudly, Lee stopped. "Oh no," he thought, "now I've upset them."
"I'm sorry," he said, lowering his head.
Wiping a tear from his eye, the captain walked over to Lee and wrapped a gold bandana around his head.
"You've earned your place, Pirate Lee. You'll sing us shanties by day and lullabies by night. Welcome aboard!
Lee couldn't believe his ears. He didn't know what to say. But the pirates did.
Huzzah!
They cheered.
Huzzah!
Cheered Salty. A Pirate Dictionary. Galley, the kitchen in a ship. Huzzah! Hooray! Jolly Roger, a black pirate flag with skull and crossbones. Me Hearty, my strong, true friend. Rations, a set amount of food. Rigging, the ropes on a ship that control the sails. Shiver me timbers, an exclamation used by pirates. Spyglass, a small telescope.